Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Keys to the Game here at PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak, and the Bears wrap things up against the Detroit Lions in the rematch game at Soldier Field on Sunday. So let's dig in. And it begins with winning the trench war. They did a good job of that last week in the victory in Tampa. And before the Bears met the Lions in Week 6, opposing quarterbacks owned a collective 128.7 quarterback rating, which ranked last in the NFL. In the last 11 weeks, the Lions have improved to a 101.7 rating, but that's still 30th in the league. So they've given up a lot. The Lions do get after the passer. They have 38 sacks. That ranks 4th in sack percentage in the league, and they've created the second most negative plays in the NFL. And you got to hold up against Ziggy Ansah. 13.5 sacks and 27 knockdowns this season. He had 3 hits and a forced fumble, but no sacks in the first meeting with the Bears. Once again, the Bears are 6th in the league in time of possession, and they will continue to try and own that clock and keep the Lions' offense off the field. Now, the Bears are 10th in the league on third down to keep those chains moving and are dedicated to the run game. Finishing drives with a touchdown remains a focal point for this offense. The Bears have done a great job preventing negative plays with just 74 for the season, tied for the fewest in the league. On to defense, and you got to tackle these guys. Detroit, 9th in the league and one of 11 teams with over 4,000 gross yards passing and top 10 with 30 touchdown passes. However, Matthew Stafford has been sacked 40 times. While Calvin Johnson is still dangerous, he has only 10 catches for 25 yards or more this season. However, 3 of them came in that Week 6 meeting with the Bears. So a plan to defend him is always difficult, but you got to come up with something. Golden Tate and Theo Riddick also have to be accounted for in the passing game, giving Stafford multiple options. But in the final analysis, the Bears offense, despite all of its injuries, has more big plays and more big play touchdowns this season than the Lions. On special teams, if they can avoid the one big negative play, that would be huge. Detroit's kick return game remains solid. First in returns of 20 yards plus with 36, including 4 beyond 40. Rookie Amir Abdullah leads the league with 33 of those 20-yard returns, tied with Seattle's rookie Tyler Lockett. Steady Matt Prater, a reliable field goal kicker for the Lions, and punter Sam Martin, now 7th in the league in net average, 2 weapons for Detroit. Improved coverage on kicks and punts reflect a growing understanding and execution of the scheme. However, eliminating that one big mistake that leads to a significant turning point play needs to be avoided against the Lions. Onto intangibles, and I'm calling it seeing 16. Players are looking into their respective crystal balls, and they like the vision they see with John Fox and his staff. Fox is saying these days the team is not far away, and players believe it. 9 draft picks are coming and a healthy budget for free agents, so the Bears are poised to fill some holes with good talent and make a big step in 2016. Players want to be part of it, and many are hoping they get that chance. Against the Lions in the season finale, look for the Bears to continue to play with an edge and play with a fire against a Lions team that has rebounded from an 0-5 start to win 6 of their last 10 games. That's going to wrap up Keys to the Game, not only for this week, but for the entire season. We really appreciate you watching, and we hope you'll listen on Sunday, 9 a.m. pregame noon kickoff on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Myself and Tom Thayer and the broadcast crew will bring the game to you. Thanks again for watching all season long here, Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.